This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman here at 830-WCCO. We were talking right before the break that Jack Smith, who was the former special counsel who was prosecuting Trump both for the election interference as well as the documents that were not properly stored in Mar-a-Lago, in which he was was indicted on those. And before they went to trial, he became president. And for some reason, those just went away. I guess I don't understand that. I still don't understand why, because you are elected president, that all of a sudden there are crimes that you are accused of committing that they just go away. I read a story the other day in the paper where some leader of some other country in Honduras or something, not Honduras, but I forget where it was, committed all sorts of fraud. And they threw him in jail. So I guess it can be done in other countries. I mean, I don't think because you're president, if you are properly tried and convicted, that you should be above the law. But the Supreme Court has basically said that this version of the Supreme Court has said you can. And so now, because of that, the House Judiciary Committee, which is led by Trump crony Ohio Rep. Jim Jordan on Wednesday, grilled Jack Smith for more than 8 hours because they are going to indict him for prosecuting somebody who at that time was not president. He was a former president, but he was a president. I mean, so it just seems ridiculous to me that you know, here is a bunch of people that have seen what Trump does. Trump breaks the law all the time. It's what he does. And we just let him get away with it. And I guess I don't understand why, but I'll tell you one guy who doesn't is Jack Smith. And he said, he goes, yeah, he has to show up. Two, he's going to show up. Because he's going to defend himself, and he said, "Let's make him public." And the Republicans said, "No.
We don't want you that."
No. Because Jack Smith can take the BS thrown by. And look, this happens on both sides of the aisle. When the Democrats have somebody they don't like, and they don't ask them questions, right? They lecture them and
grandstand.
That's been going on forever and ever and ever. Amen. And that goes on, but that ain't going to derail Jack Smith. So they released the transcript, and there is some video of it as well. It's a 255-page transcript of more than 8 hours of video. Trump sought to testify publicly, as I said, but his request was denied by Republicans on the Judiciary Committee. In the deposition, a confident, candid, and straight-to-the-point Smith described in great detail why he believed he had enough evidence to not only try but convict President Donald Trump of conspiracy to obstruct the certification of electoral votes on the January 6, 2021, along with other criminal charges against him in Washington, D.C. and Florida. During his opening statement, Smith told lawmakers that his team, quote, found proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Smith also testified that Trump repeatedly tried to obstruct justice in the classified documents case, as previously reported by NBC News. The judiciary, led by Jim Jordan, the top Trump ally, was going. But one of the indictments alleged that Trump improperly stored classified documents after he left office, while the second alleged that he interfered in the 2020 presidential election by spreading false claims about a voter fraud. Now, we also know that a lot of other presidents, by the way, including Biden, you know, didn't handle documents correctly. But you know what? Biden did. He cooperated and he sent them the documents. You know what Trump did? He tried to hide them. I mean, Trump was not cooperating with them when they did it. We all know, you know, Trump took something that maybe wasn't that serious, and then he does what he always does. He hid it and it didn't show us another thing. But at one point, Smith was asked whether Trump's false statements about the 2020 election were protected by the First Amendment. He said, absolutely not. And here's his answer. He says, there is no historical analog for what President Trump did in this case. As we said in the indictment, he was free to say that he thought we won the election, Smith said. He was even free to say falsely that he won the election. But what he was not free to do was violate federal law and use knowingly false statements about election fraud to target a lawful government function. Smith told lawmakers multiple times that he could prove Trump knew the claims he was making about election fraud were false. When he was told that a fraud claim wasn't true, he didn't stop making it. We know that. Rudy Giuliani got, I think, pled guilty. Did he plead guilty? Because I don't know. But a lot of those guys were charged with also, you know, where they were coming in and they got false electors to show up. I mean, we know what it was. I mean, it was a myriad, went to numerous courts. The courts all threw it out. But for some reason, because Trump became president, these things just got thrown away. And now they're going to try to indict Jack Smith. Good luck.
Yeah, I think Jack's going to do okay.
I think Jack will do
okay. He is not somebody that I want coming after me on anything, not only because he's a good lawyer, but he's got a face of a guy who's going to take you down in a bar fight, too, with the beard.
He kind of looks like Abraham Lincoln in a way, kind of like this. He's kind of got a grizzled looking face.
Kind of tall and thin, a little wiry, but man, that guy's good. He's good. And just, you know, watching some of the clips of the deposition of, okay, he came prepared. He came ready, and as you said, he wasn't going to take the BS.
He has the facts. No, it never got to go to trial. So, you know, he's not convicted of these things. He was indicted. He wasn't convicted because it didn't go to trial. But he said, I wanted to have an opportunity to go to trial and prove it. And you know what? Trump would have had the opportunity to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump, you know, I guess for the good of the country, we just let a guy get away with it. I guess I don't get that. I mean, look, I get that the documents case is, I don't know, you should throw a guy in jail forever for that. I mean, unless you could legitimately prove that somebody got a hold of those documents and it created a problem. Trump believes those documents are his, and he was squirreled them away, and he's probably showing it to his buddies. That's a crime technically, right? I mean, and fine. I mean, you could, but running around and trying to and involving himself with the counting of votes and accusing states and people of not counting the votes right when he had no basis for doing it after he was told that you can't, that's not true. It wasn't proven. In fact, the only real things, every now and again, you hear stories about a Republican that was doing something with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ironic thing. I mean, I don't think that there's been any evidence that any Democrat ever messed with those machines ever. Now, maybe there's one or two here. I don't know. But nothing's ever been proven.
Whether it's Republican or Democrat, it's never been widespread.
No.
But we have, of course, you know, the audio of the calls from Trump down to Georgia saying, I need a few thousand more votes. Come on, let's go here, people. You got to do this for me.
I remember filling in on another station the day that Trump had the beautiful phone call.
Perfect.
With Zelensky.
Perfect call.
With Zelensky. And I said, how can this not be an impeachable offense? I said, really? I mean, just listen to what he's doing. He's completely, like, again, somebody earlier said he's the CEO. Trump acts like he's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. You can't do that. We had someone earlier that said Tim Walz is the CEO of Minnesota. No, he's not. He runs the executive branch. He doesn't run the legislative branch, and he doesn't represent the legislative branch or the judiciary. Trump thinks he does everything.
Well, because he kind of does.
He kind of does.
Let's be honest. Right Trump now, he runs the legislative branch as well.
And the judiciary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's running it like he controls all this stuff.
Whether they're afraid of him or just unwilling to stand up.
And the Supreme Court is letting him. No, they're not letting him do everything. It's recently they've said you can't bring National Guards to a couple of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
But the things he's asked to do, they've either said yes, or when they were stopped at a lower court with an injunction, the Supreme Court has said, no, we're going to lift the injunction and we'll wait till you have a trial on it. I mean, that's a thing. They got temporary relief to say, oh, you've got to you can't fire those people now. And which would seem to me that one of the things when you're trying to get an injunction, which is a ruling by the court to stop something before you determine whether it's right or wrong, is if there's something called irreparable harm that can't ever be made up for. An example would be if you have a tree you're trying to protect and someone cuts it down. Once it's cut down, it's irreparable harm. Money doesn't make up, the tree's gone. Here, if you're firing people from their jobs, it would seem that's irreparable harm, because how are you ever going to get them back? And so the Supreme Court has said, nope, the injunction doesn't stand. We're going to wait till we have a trial. We don't have a trial yet, because it takes years to get trials on these things. So he's gotten the support of the Supreme Court to do a lot of this stuff. So, he's doing whatever he wants, I guess. Speaking of which, we're going to come back. We're not done with Trump yet, because it's my favorite thing to do on the Hartman Show. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, we were just talking during the break that the talk and text line, when I go after Trump, it's about 50-50. It's just like the country. Yeah, you know, we see that the elections are pretty close. That it's but there are things about Trump that I can actually say humor me, and that I find interesting, and not in a harmful way. And the obsession he has with his health, is one of them. And
he's been playing defense on that for a while
He's 79.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Nobody that's 79 is completely healthy. I mean, you're not like you're 35, but he acts like he is. But I got to say, you know, he's 79. I mean, he's still moving around pretty good. I mean, is he old? Sure he is. You know, and is it ridiculous that a lot of the things he criticized Biden for, when he does it, he acts like it's like, oh, I'm just, my dad used to say when he would fall asleep on the couch, and I'm 65 years old. Guess what? I fall asleep on the couch all the time. I mean, it's just, you're going to do it. Have a cocktail, you're asleep. You know, it's just so, mm-hmm. I've now learned that I go to bed, so I fall asleep in bed much so way earlier. So, I mean, that's part of being old. But my dad used to say, I'm resting my eyes. Trump said, I'm just blinking.
It's a long blink.
It's a long blink.
They took the photo at just the wrong time.
Which is true. I mean, it could be a blink. But Trump, 79, he's the oldest man to assume the presidency, is showing signs of aging in public and private. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, according to people close to him. Yet he has at times eschewed the advice of doctors and scoffed at the medical community's widely accepted health recommendations, relying instead on what he calls his good genetics, which... You got to give it to him, because when you hear what he eats and what he does, that he's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is like a different. I mean, he's like Keith Richards, now in a different way. But Keith Richards, you know, drank. I don't know if Keith Richards has quit drinking, quit doing drugs, but quit smoking. I don't know if he's still doing those things. But for years, he did all those things, right? And he's still alive, and he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And Trump has not taken drugs at all. Not that we know of.
Not a drinker.
Some people say he's on drugs, but he's not a drinker. And then he does some other crazy things too. He says, I got to go down. There was a podcast interview with Republican National Committee Chairman Joe Gruters, in which he talked about his eating habits, Trump's eating habits. He goes, Gruters recalled that Trump had, quote, hot fries waiting for him from McDonald's. Okay. Then he had a filet of fish. Gotta like that.
Filet of fish.
A quarter.
Don, do better than
Oh, no. I used to love the filet of fish.
No.
Yes.
No, it's never been good.
Oh,
not
yes.
Even during Lent.
Yes. I
order anytime not during Lent, and they look at you like, really? What are you doing?
A filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac. At one sitting. Even more startling. The RNC chair said, he says, I don't find this more startling. He said, I think he combined two of them. What's wrong with that? So you maybe take the fish and put it on into the Big Mac and eat it all together?
Well, I could see putting the quarter pounder with the Big Mac, having an extra patty on there, but
that's not nearly as startling as ordering a filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
And the fries.
And the fries. The high-calorie order aligns with another of Trump account of Trump's love for McDonald's, which can be found in Let Trump Be Trump, a 2017 book written by two of the president's former aides, David Bossie and Corey Lewandowski. In their book, Bossie and Lewandowski recount Trump ordering two Big Macs, two filet of fish, and a chocolate malt. And added, on Trump Force One, there were four major food groups, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke.
Who was, during his first term, who was the national championship? I think it was college football team that showed up at the White House, and he had the giant fast food buffet out there.
Look.
I thought that was hilarious. People were ripping him for it. Like, hey, you know what? The kids probably love it.
I do like fast food. I do like fast food.
That's because it's delicious.
It is delicious. It is. And I've gotten in the habit when I'm doing a show here where I get up early. And I'm going in, then I stop and get a sausage McMuffin with egg. It's probably not good for me, but it's pretty good.
Go biscuit over McMuffin, please.
No. I don't like biscuit.
Oh, help yourself, Scott.
I do not like.
The English muffin is, I don't know how America decided. You know what? England, you do muffins right. We need to make this part of our own.
So I should do what instead of
go with the biscuit? The biscuit sandwich, not the
McMuffin. Doesn't that crumble and stuff?
I don't care. It's actually tasty.
I'm eating in the cards. Now, he's got some other things that he does as well, too. He takes aspirin every day.
A lot of aspirin.
No, I take aspirin every day, but mm-hmm. I take those little 81 gram of aspirin because, you know, it keeps your blood thin. I've taken statins, right? I'm a 65-year-old guy with a family history of heart disease, right? So I've taken those things, right?
Sure.
But it's just those little 81 gram things. He's taking the full load, 345 gram ones every day.
Well, what's the reason?
Well, he
superstition.
Says, he no, but yeah, but he also says I think He goes, I don't want that thick blood.
I like going thin.
I don't want that thick blood.
I like it thin.
I don't like the thick blood going in. I never want it thin. You know, that's not a bad idea. I mean, but other bad things can happen to you.
Others might say, actually, it is a bad idea for these reasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. So he does it for superstition. And he says that he doesn't like working out. Shocking, right?
Can't tell.
And he likes to get his exercise playing golf. Of course, he rides a cart. I play a lot of golf. I walk probably 90% of the time. That's really good exercise. I mean, you walk like, I don't know, 18,000 steps or something.
Oh, you're doing golf. A bunch of miles.
Yeah, probably four or five miles probably. Uphills and stuff, and yep. You don't even know you're doing it. It's great.
Yeah.
But there is studies that show even when you ride a cart, you're getting some exercise. I mean, he's walking around. He's doing some other stuff. So Trump did that. So that's what he does. One other thing. I was going to talk about the child care, the cutting off of child care support from the feds because of what's gone on in Minnesota. And Amanda Schillinger, who's a child care center director in Minnesota, she says, fraud is never acceptable, but cutting off child care funding to everyone in the state is not the answer, and it's not acceptable. She says that her child care, 75% of the children it cares for, receive government help for the child care. So you know what? Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's go after the people that are doing it, but not just taking away the funding from people that need it. So that's a sad part. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the college football playoffs, which were outstanding this week, and some interesting storylines going around there, including one Lane Kiffin and how he's getting paid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, there's always these people on Twitter, which is not exactly a great that's the only other than Facebook, which I don't do anything on Facebook. I don't put my family pictures on there. I just really don't want to do that. It's not important to me. But and I kind of like, you know, why does everyone need to know that I'm shoveling my driveway or something? It just doesn't really it doesn't make it up for me. But I do. I'm on Twitter. And are you on Twitter? Are you on? I'm not on Instagram. Should I be on Instagram? I don't know.
I have an Instagram account. I haven't posted anything in.
Is it like Twitter?
7 years.
But it's more like.
It's kind of the same. Well, everything's photo or video based. Oh, you know, Twitter, you can just write something. I mean, a lot of it now is there's some sort of media attached. But Instagram, it started of all photos, but now there's a lot of videos. It's kind of, I don't know. I think they saw what TikTok did and said, okay, we're going to do a lot of videos here too. And so anybody that's big on TikTok is also big on Instagram.
Then there used to be Snapchat.
Still around,
and that goes. That means it supposedly goes away.
I think
quick.
So. Yeah, I think that's the snap.
I just figure, and I've got friends that send me Instagrams. Oh, you got to see this; it's funny, and I don't have it, so I can't. I'm not. I don't think I. I think one is enough for me.
I have it, but I never, hardly ever go.
And I also think my computer Twitter, I think, has been hacked by somebody. It's like it's different.
Oh,
so yeah, I got to figure
that's
something out.
That's not good.
No, I don't know, but
maybe Elon's.
But
got it
one
up
of
for
the
you.
Things is, and one of my. Long standout saws that I've done for years on the radio. And it goes back to an article I read in The Atlantic in 2010 that talked about how the NCAA was started. And if you've listened to me enough, you've heard this story, but I think it is worth mentioning that back in the late 1800s, the late 19th century, that's when college football started. And it was mostly started by schools, Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, and they would go out and they would hire guys to play football because football was pretty new. And they would hire, and then they started playing football, and they weren't students, and they were paying them. They were getting paid to play football for Yale, to play football for Harvard, to get for whoever else was doing it. Then it was started kind of in the Ivy League, of course it did. And all of a sudden, around that same period of time, there were railroads were being built. And guess what? Railroad workers were getting killed, injured on the job. And guess what the railroad companies did? Tough, right? They weren't taking care of their workers. So Congress passed the Workers' Compensation Act that says if you're working on the job, you have a responsibility. There's a lot of rules. We all remember when Corey Stringer died.
Yeah.
There was a workers' compensation element to that. I think his wife said, well, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to reject it and sue for something. So it's a legally complicated. A good friend of mine's a workers' compensation lawyer, so I could talk to him about it. But essentially, if someone's working on the job and they get hurt, it is the employer's responsibility to take care of them. That's basically it. Because, of course, the businesses themselves wouldn't do it voluntarily. They have to be forced to do it. That's a common occurrence in a capitalist society. And so all of a sudden, these colleges, they said, wait a minute, we're paying our players. We're subject to workers' compensation laws. Now, they were playing with, like, no helmets or those little leather things. Guys were getting, breaking legs. It was football. They didn't have the padding that we have now. Now, they didn't have those solid helmets that are like battering rams. So in a way, there was certain elements of this that were maybe safer, but they didn't want to pay for it. So Walt Byers says, I got an idea. Let's call them student athletes. Let's have them go to school. Let's get the people that are going to school. We call them student athletes and we don't pay them. And now we're not subject to the workers' compensation laws. That is how the NCAA got started. And later, when some schools said, well, let's at least give them scholarships, guess what everybody said?
Whoa,
you're kicked out. Well, eventually they did that. And then different sorts of things. And so all along the NCAA is sitting
found
there,
the boosters.
We're not going to pay these people. We're not going to pay these people anything. And so that's the history of college football. So as we all know, there was a Supreme Court decision penned by Justice Kavanaugh where he said, the name, image, likeness of these players, they own it. You don't. And if they want to go and get make money off that, they can do it. And the argument by the NCAA was, if the players are getting paid, this won't be as popular. And I'm sitting there going, boy, you're right. Nobody likes the NFL and everybody's getting paid, right? We don't care that our athletes are getting paid. We like to watch them play, right? And so that was a humorous argument.
Well, yeah, and it's nice to know that they're getting paid more up front now versus everything that was just backdoor under the table like it was before.
Right. There was, you know, there was certain, I don't know that players were ever making like that. Like Carson Beck, who's the quarterback for Miami, is getting paid like $4 million. Mm-hmm. Mendoza might be getting more than that, because I know Mendoza was at Cal, and then Mendoza grew up in Miami. So I think, I don't know whether Miami didn't want him or they went for Carson Beck, who's been, if there's a weakness on Miami, I think it's Carson Beck. He's a little up and down. He's not Mendoza. Okay. Mendoza's way better than he is. And we see that with Indiana. But my point is, what happened? So they start to get paid, and then all of a sudden there's the transfer portal, and which is free agency, which every sport now has free agency. Mm-hmm. The difference is you can go, there's nothing stopping the colleges from going to saying, like Coy Parrish. Corey Parrish is entering the transfer portal, right? We know that Drake Lindsey's not. We know that Anthony Smith is staying. So those are some big players that are staying. But Corey Parrish is Darius Taylor, we don't know about yet, but he did play in the bowl game. He's actually said, I'm either going to play for the Gophers or maybe go into the NFL draft, which, sure, I'll tell you what, if you're a running back, you should get in the NFL draft as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, running backs, if you look at almost every running back, they're never as good as they are the first year, because it's a physically demanding position. We all know that. It's not a position that takes that much experience. It's more of athletic ability. Although Derrick Henry is still incredible all these years later. But look at him. I mean, look at Derrick Henry. I mean, there's not many guys like him.
Yeah.
But the point being that people on Twitter, they said, oh, college it's the wild, wild west. College football's terrible. College football is better than it's ever been from a standpoint of entertainment. I mean, you watch these games. Indiana's taking down Alabama. Indiana is killing Alabama. How great is that? It used to be Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Tech, but it was always Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, mm-hmm, Ohio State. Florida State fell on hard times. Miami back in the day.
Yeah.
Miami. I'm saying, the fact that the money is being spent on this makes this game, I mean, I'm guessing the ratings will be great. I mean, that was a great lineup of bowl games. It just was, from the Miami game. And look, the Miami game was all defense, but Miami, you know, pulled it out. Miami, Ohio State was a good game, really good game. Look, the Texas Tech Oregon game wasn't, because the Texas Tech quarterback couldn't do anything. But the Texas Tech defense was spectacular in that game. I mean, really holding down. I mean, Oregon kept getting the ball at the Texas Tech 30, and they only scored until the end of the game. They were sitting on like 13 points. The Texas Tech defense was super fun to watch. And then we had the Indiana game. Watching them kick Alabama's butt, it doesn't get any more pleasurable than that. The only thing that would have made it better if Nick Saban was still their coach, but I guarantee if Nick Saban was still their coach, that wouldn't have happened.
I bet they get more than a field goal.
Yes. They would probably win.
Yes.
I mean, I think Kurt Cignetti is now on that level. Kurt Cignetti is now on the level that he is getting everything out of his players. And he talked about going into that game, and that's the coach of Indiana. He talked about it in that game. He goes, everybody's been blowing smoke up their you-know-whats that we're the greatest team. He goes, I'm going to remind them they're not. You know, that's – by the way, could Kurt Cignetti come and start coaching the Wolves, please? Because they certainly seem to walk onto a court and say, wait, we don't really have to try tonight. You don't see that from Indiana. Indiana is prepared. And did you see, Philip Rivers apparently had Kurt Cignetti as his coach back in the day. Mm. He was talking about that. All these guys, Kurt Cignetti's won, and the story is classic when he got to Indiana, terrible. They were like 9-27 the prior 2 years. They're now 25-2 the 2 years he's been there.
Exactly. That wasn't that long ago that they were terrible.
No.
That you saw him on the Gophers' schedule and said,
yes,
that's probably a W.
And, I mean, it's just the classic. Kurt Cignetti, his press conference said, he goes, all I do is win. He goes, Google it. And I remember I remember sitting there. Here's times I've been extremely wrong. When Trump came down the stairs in 2015.
The golden escalator.
And announced this and is sitting there saying that the Mexicans are sending us their rapists. I said to myself, this candidacy isn't going to last very long. Kind of missed the boat there. Okay. He's still here today. So I missed on that one. When Dan Campbell said we're going to eat off their knees.
Yeah, bite their kneecap.
I said, that's going nowhere. Now, look, the Lions did not have a great season this year, but it's hard to say that Dan Campbell didn't turn that program around, right? They didn't have the greatest. You know, he got to an NFC championship game, number one seed. I mean, obviously he's going to be there a long time once mm-hmm. they get, I mean, that was wrong about that. And I was wrong about Kurt Cignetti because I'm saying, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Wrong.
No, you didn't Google it.
No, I did. I did. I might have Googled it. But, okay, you win at Division II. Big deal, right? You're winning it. But you should have known something about Kurt Cignetti when he was an assistant at Alabama with Nick Saban. So he learned from Nick Saban. And, you know, he's making like $1 million a year maybe as a top assistant. And he went and took like, you know, $230,000 a year to go coach this Division II team. And his wife said, you ought to do it. That's your dream. Your dream is to be a head coach. You're 55 years old or whatever you are. And he went there. And then he went to two or three. He went to James Madison. He laid the foundation for James Madison. They made the tournament this year. Mm-hmm. So the guy is amazing. It is one of the but the people that say that this isn't great theater, I mean, I don't know what – believe me, I have so much more interest in college football now with Indiana there and Ole Miss there and, you know, Texas Tech there. And – oh, I know one of the things I was going to say for we started the show, for those of you who weren't listening, where Dave and I didn't say our own resolutions. We had resolutions for prominent Minnesotans. Well, my one is all of you super rich people out there, super rich people out there. One of you become the sugar daddy or sugar mama for Gopher Sports. Come on. Cignetti has as Mark Cuban. You know, Oregon has Phil Knight. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Kobe Campbell or something down at Texas Tech. They've all got him now. There's a lot of rich people in Minnesota. I mean, we have all the more Fortune 500 companies. We've got, come on, somebody step up to the table and become, if I was that rich guy, I'd be there. I would absolutely be there to see the Gophers win national titles.
Can't do it. They're already all giving their money to St. Thomas.
You know? I'll tell you what, that's not necessarily wrong.
Because no, it's not. It's,
you know, I've said St. Thomas will eventually, they'd be better than Minnesota. I think they could be.
In some ways, they may be already.
They might be. Now, there's something else I wanted to talk about here. Let's see about the football. But anyway, I thought it was great. I think it was absolutely, oh yeah, is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin.
Nice payday yesterday.
The former Ole Miss coach who left the program last month for LSU will receive a $500,000 bonus because they advanced to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not from Ole Miss. It's from his – he negotiated this with LSU. He said, look, obviously I'm not getting my bonuses from Ole Miss, but I want you to pay me for them, for what I did at Ole Miss.
That's unbelievable.
So
this
is like
to his contract lawyer.
This is like I'm getting a divorce and my new wife pays my alimony.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And he got him to do it.
Yes.
So
and new wife said, "Yes, sir. We want you that bad.
You're such a great husband that I'm going to." And by the way, the coach who is running the program, Golden, his name is Golden. He is getting paid the bonuses that Lane Kiffin would have gotten.
Well, at least we have that.
So the guy coaching them is getting the bonuses, and Lane Kiffin has his new employer paying for it. I'll tell you what, everyone making fun of Lane Kiffin, I'm sorry. It's I have trouble doing it. But, you know, Lane Kiffin either flames out where they left him on the tarmac at USC, mm-hmm. or he's at Ole Miss, and he's turned him around so well that they're begging him. They were begging him to stay until he left.
Well, it's just such a weird career. It's been so high mm-hmm. and so low. I mean, the NFL career did not work out very well. You have, like you said, leaving on the tarmac. Excuse me. It was 1 year at Tennessee, right? He was one and done at Tennessee.
He left and went from and then he went to USC, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but you know, his father, Lane Kiffin. No, he's Lane Kiffin. Monty Kiffin was a Vikings assistant coach forever and ever.
Yes, and then was with the Bucks, their defensive coordinator, put together that unbelievable defense with Sapp and John Lynch and the rest of them.
No, it's So Lane, I think, is kind of an acquired taste, is what I get. Glenn, I heard Glenn Mason tell a story where he wanted to meet. He was at Tennessee for like a coaching thing, and he went in and he said he wanted to say hi to Lane because mm-hmm. he was friends with Monty Kiffin. And Lane didn't have time for him. And so Monty called him and said, how was Lane? He goes, well, he didn't let me in the office. He goes, you head back. I'm going to have a little talk with my son. And all of a sudden he said, Lane says, oh, Mr. Mason, I didn't realize that you were here.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Monty took him up behind the woodshed and did that. is it a dream of yours to go to Times Square. My wife mentions it all the time, but I'm telling you what, I don't think I'll ever do it. And I'll tell you the main reason why. And it has to do with wearing diapers. I got to say, there's a lot of stuff you see, you know, like if you're a sports fan, you want to go to the Masters, right? If you're a golf fan, you want to go to the Masters.
Of course.
Which I was lucky enough to do. If you're a tennis fan, you want to go to Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge tennis fan, although I do like tennis. I like watching the majors in tennis. It'd be a fun trip to go over to England because it's right next to the U.S. Open. I mean, the Open Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And Wimbledon are like at the same period of time. And or like one is right before the other. Wimbledon would be a cool place to go.
It would.
It would be really cool. So I'd like to do that. Other things that you can do. I mean, when I was a kid, I had this belief that when the Minnesota sports team went to some other stadium, that it really didn't exist. It was like a set or something. I mean, so when I became a sports writer, and I'm going to all these famous stadiums. It was, you know, I was like you went to Dodger Stadium. There's something cool about going and seeing these epic old stadiums. And when I was a kid, and then as a sports writer, I kind of got that out of my blood because I was at a lot of them, right? Like I never got a chance to go to the to Georgia in Between the Hedges because Georgia always plays Florida in the Gator Bowl, in the world's largest cocktail party. So I never got to go Between the Hedges. That would have been cool. I did see a game at Auburn, which was really great. I saw one at LSU. You know, the Swamp in Gainesville was a lot of fun for stadiums. So, yeah, I saw a lot of cool stadiums. I was in the Big House, you know, in Michigan. Rose Bowl, I saw a Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl. So some cool stadiums to see that. But something I've never wanted to do is go to Times Square for the New Year's Eve event. It doesn't seem fun to me to be crammed in with a whole bunch of drunk New Yorkers. I don't even know if people can bring in booze in there or what. I don't know if you can do that. And it's not always, you know, it's not as cold as here on December 31st, but
it's not warm.
It's not going to be 70 degrees, you know, and you might get this cold, rainy stuff. Mm-hmm. By the way, I was watching, I went to bed early because I was really tired before New Year, and then I wake up and it's like 1 a.m. and I flip it on and there's Ryan Seacrest and he's got another show in Vegas that's live and Gronk was doing it.
Yep.
And they're sitting out there with the umbrella and it was like pouring rain. But they had some Pitbull and like, 50 Cent was doing stuff. And I watched a little bit of that. And so I did see it was 2 a.m. here when they had the New Year's there. So I celebrated the Vegas one, not here. When I got up, but Times Square doesn't ever seem to me like something I'd want to do. And my wife and I went to this music festival out in Dana Point, California in September. It's called the Ohana Festival because my wife really loves what's his name? I can't believe he was in Nirvana, not Nirvana. I have to look it up. He's a famous guy, And when he was on the stage, and we go up, Eddie Vedder.
Pearl Jam.
And so we go up there, and we work our way up there. I mean, we're like 8 rows back, okay? And she goes, I need a wine. And I'm going, what?
Do you realize how hard we just worked?
You need a wine? I mean, so I said, so I tried to go, and I mean, I couldn't get out.
No chance.
So she goes. And now she's gone, like Eddie Vedder hadn't come on yet. There was Kings of Leon were on now, and then they had left, and then Eddie Vedder came on. And I'm kind of worried. I'm going, man, I can't believe I let her go. I mean, she's my wife can take care of herself. But
you may never find her again.
No, well, she knew where I was. And so she gets back there, and she had, like, bought brats for everybody that was there. There were these two young guys that were letting me smoke their pot, so she bought them a brat. I mean, it was – but I'm standing there, and I said, we can't drink anything anymore. Because I can't go to the bathroom till this is over. So I stopped drinking anything. So I was fine. But the same at Times Square, when you get into the gates, you don't get out either.
Yeah,
you don't get out till it's over.
You're amongst the commoners.
So the only way that you can go to the bathroom is to maybe go to a business and buy something and go in. But then I don't know if there's like a I suppose they have music acts, right? So I guess people like to be close to the stage. But if you go back, you're not going to get back to the stage.
You got no chance.
So now so I saw a guy being interviewed live on Twitter. But it was an interview, and it was an old guy. He's like my age,
And he goes, yeah. He says, I got this thing figured out. He has like these diapers. And he says, I'm wearing the diapers. And he goes, you know what? Works pretty good. He goes, the smell isn't great, but I can live with that. And I'm going, no, thanks. Mm-mm. No, 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 no. There's no way I would ever want to do that. I mean, so I can't imagine doing it. She also wants to go to the Thanksgiving Day parade and bring our grandkids there. And both of her kids said, no, we're not. I don't want to do that either. I mean, I just don't need to be in crowds like that. I mean, is there something like that that you've ever, have you ever been to like where you're at a concert and it's like you're just crammed in there and you're it's like an outdoor, so there's no seating. It's just get as close as you can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple times, and I'm not built for it. I'm
no.
Not exactly the body type, but I remember going to a Foo Fighters concert.
How close did you get?
We were right up against the stage.
And how long were you there? Because
I made it about half the show, and I said I have to retreat now. I was with a buddy of mine who's big. He was a high school football basketball player, and I just kind of weaseled my way behind him as he was kind of pushing people out of the way. Especially as the music starts going, people start moving, and you can kind of find the cracks in between.
Oh, yeah.
And we got up, and I just remember
Did you have to go to the bathroom, or you just?
No, didn't have to go to the bathroom, but I remember, people would, crowd surf. I remember getting kicked in the head by, somebody's foot, and just, I'm not exactly the biggest fella. I don't know if you've noticed, Scott, and, just getting pushed around thinking, this could end very poorly, or I could actually retreat back, find the calm, and actually enjoy the show.
That's the thing I said to my wife. I said, in the future, I'll go to these, but we're just going to sit 50 feet away.
Yeah.
Now, we went to a concert in the Citizens Global Fest in Central Park, but they had, you were in a pod. Like there was there was different squares that you could go to, you were in this square. So, we were quite a ways back, but we weren't crammed at all.
No.
Later we kind of moved up a little bit if you could, but it was great. I mean, they had big screens, the TV were there, but there was plenty of room. I mean, you could sit on the ground, you were relaxed. It was very well done. So I said, if we go again, let's just stay at the back, where people are just hanging out. There's no pushing and shoving. You're maybe 50 yards away, maybe 75 yards away. They got big screens. They got speakers. I don't need to be right up front.
No, there's something to be said for comfort.
Yes.
Especially over having to use the diaper situation for the bathroom all day long. I don't understand why they let the people in early in the morning. They're there all day before any of the festivities.
Because it fills up.
Why not just say, gates open at 3. Why do we have to let people in there all day long?
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's not something that I will ever do. Coming up, we got Matthew Collar for a half an hour. And Dave, you said it's official. J.J. McCarthy is going to start Sunday against the Packers. I'm glad to see that. I did listen to I always listen to Matthew's podcast, and they were talking about why would you start him? He might get hurt again. I'm going, play the guy.
he might get hurt if he doesn't start.
Isn't that what happened when we didn't play him in the preseason because we might get hurt? Well, okay. But I think he's gotten past that. Now we'll talk Vikings and other sports when we come back here on 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.